Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 493.
It's Tuesday, and we will see you next Tuesday at our 500th. It's 1 week, boys, before we celebrate.
Do you think there's anyone that's accidentally going to rock up today thinking it's today?
I got a message from my mate Tommy D last week saying, hey, mate, still tickets available for tonight. It was a couple of weeks in advance. So
Ryan John said looking forward to Tuesday, and that was last week. I think he'll be fine. I asked 97. It's like, he said next Tuesday, and then it brought up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it this Tuesday, next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Did you clarify?
I just said looking forward to it.
You know what could have really stuffed him? Can you go to Josh Jansen's Instagram quickly and read out the post, which he posted on Sunday night? So if Ryan had last week sent that, see you next Tuesday, Sunday night, stumbled upon post. Sure. Read the post, which the title was, or the
Have you subscribed to the Daily Talk Show podcast? A lot of epic things are planned for next month.
Bit of hype.
If you'd like to follow along, next week we celebrate 500 episodes and head off to LA.
Mate, we're in that week. Yeah. We're not celebrating 500, but Ryan John, imagine.
Wait, next week.
You wrote that on Sunday.
That was
correct. Next week. No, definitely not.
I think it's too risky.
On a Sunday to say next week.
Yeah, yeah.
But was I correct in saying that, or was I wrong?
It's the classic debate of when does a weekday start.
And what do you guys think?
Monday. Starts on Monday.
It's where the work week starts. Okay. I mean, yeah. Officially it's Sunday, right?
No, it's not officially.
No, it is in the calendar.
But I'm not even debating that, but it's slightly annoying.
But you wouldn't have said 2 weeks away. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
And so what are we all wearing?
This is what I wanted you to do. Check the temperature for next Wednesday. Sorry, next Tuesday.
Fuck. You're giving out the wrong information. Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Tiff says Monday. Jesus, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Tiff.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Tuesday next week.
Tuesday next week. The temperature.
24.
That's lovely. That's
pretty warm.
That's lovely. It's definitely t-shirt time.
Okay. Or 6 p.m., 22 degrees.
Lovely.
9 p.m., 17 degrees. So it's lovely. Between 22 and 17 degrees. Yeah.
That's lovely.
I'm feeling very accomplished today.
Yeah. I mean, you were high-spirited in the morning and you've hit an absolute brick wall.
Well, it's fine. Dummy. It's 3:39. And so I was talking to you yesterday about the idea of doing 7 to 3.
And what time did you get started this morning? Like work-wise?
Well, it depends. With the blood tests, do the blood tests count or no? No, I think they do count. Yeah. If we're being honest,
which then it starts at 8. You start at 8:30.
Yeah, but I had to get there. Yeah, I guess so.
No,
I get that. And so maybe I'm low based on the lack of blood.
I mean, I had a blood test today. It's my second. There's no. How are you feeling, Mr. 97s?
I'm good. Is your arm still sore? Like a bit sensitive? Like
oh no, not this one. This one.
Oh, they did on the other. Oh, so you've got both of them.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think you properly told people what happened. So you ended up getting two blood tests.
Well, I got two blood tests because as I was handing the form to the first nurse who took my blood and it said on there testosterone free. And then I went down a rabbit hole that night of what testosterone free is and I panicked. And I was like, it's a different test. And we got informed that no, it's going to be a different reading if the other boys are just getting their total testosterone measured.
Your doctor fucked up because I spoke to my doctor and I was sort of lecturing at him.
Yeah. I mean, always lecture the smarter person in the room.
That's
what dumb people do.
So I was just saying, no, just be clear. I want to make sure that I'm getting the right testosterone thing. And he said, no one would get you to test testosterone free unless you've had total testosterone tested. Testosterone free, getting that dialed in is only after the other one.
Yeah. Why would you want your free one? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just asked testosterone. The doctor did say when I mentioned the renovation looked nice. Remember how he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, before it looked like a brothel.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So yeah, it was a little bit of a weird unit.
It was a weird unit. Anyway, I went back, got it done. It's getting the results this week and they'll be shared at the 500th episode, which I'm pumped. Oh, boys, did I tell you I went to the Athlete's Foot to track down Nathan?
No.
Because we're going to ask Nathan.
He doesn't work on weekends.
Well, Friday nights didn't work. I've seen him in there since.
Yeah.
I went up and asked, is Nathan working tonight?
Well, you have seen him since.
I've seen him since in there as I've walked past, but I didn't go in and shake his hand and just say, mate.
Should we just DM him or no?
I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
I go there quite a bit now because I go to the gym there and mm-hmm. Oh, over the week. So last Friday night, Amy and I, it was date night. Mm-hmm. It was a bit of like a last minute mum takes Bodie on a Friday afternoon sometimes, you know, picks him up at 3 p.m. from daycare.
My understanding of date night is it's like a pre-planned thing.
So mum was taking Bodie in set and then I said, oh, maybe you could sleep the night there. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, but you'd have to come in the morning really early or come in the morning to pick him up. And she said, what time would you like to come? And I just highballed it mm-hmm. and she agreed. And I was like, because I was like, I would have come at 9, but she said, oh, you're going to come at like 11. You can come at 11 or something like that.
Oh,
no, that's 10, not early. 10.
It's not early at all.
Bodie wakes up at 6 a.m. Yeah. every single day, dude.
Yeah, that's what we mean. So that's why 11's not early.
Sorry, what I'm trying to say is I highballed, meaning went later so we could have the most time mm-hmm. and mum agreed to that. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah.
But your mum had said she wanted you to pick him up early.
No. Yeah, sorry, I fucked it up. Anyway, you know what I mean. And so mum had him and then we were like, oh, we finally, you know, get some time mm-hmm. together. So it was like a last minute, what should we mm-hmm. do?
And what did you do? Did you go to a movie?
The ultimate suburban date night. Mm-hmm. Went to the local charcoal chicken. I got a souvlaki. Amy got a little salad out the front. We sat out the front of the souvlaki joint. Went to Coles. Got a bit of chalky.
Then we were just describing my evenings. So when does the date come in?
And then we went to have a hot chocolate at
Max Brenner.
Doncaster Shopping Centre.
At Max Brenner?
I think Max Brenner closed
down. No, there's another chocolate place there. It was disappointing. But the hot chocolate was subpar. Mm-hmm. It was Max Brenner would have killed it. But we went and we just walked through the shopping centre.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed the time with Amos. We didn't really go into shops and so that's when I went in to see if Nathan was there.
On date night.
Well, Amy was like, she seemed keen on it. I was like, we're here. Should we see if Nathan's working? She's like, yeah. I mean, we're always up to fucking mischief, always trying to, we're always on some mission.
What do you think, 97, if you were to do a date night and you had to organise one, we know that you're not great at this.
Yeah, I mean, don't do that date night if you're bloody, don't listen. That's a 4-year marriage.
If I had to organise a date night. Actually, Rach, who did my hair, she had some great advice. Mm-hmm. You go to the arcade place near the
time zone.
Ski rink. Ice skating
rink?
Yeah. Ski rink. Ice
skating rink.
Apparently there's an arcade zone there.
But so what are you trying to prove doing that?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like
can you not use someone else's? Can you actually just use some initiative right now and come up with a date night for yourself? Like what would you do? What does Mason do? I know you don't date that much.
I would do exactly what I've done on the previous two dates that I went on or whatever.
Mm, just cook food for them.
I wouldn't want to go out anywhere.
What if you're being judged on the date night? Like if it was like a bachelor type thing.
Because you always are being judged.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. I was trying to hack it.
No, I wouldn't change it. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
Who's it thinking of, them or you?
A bit of both. More me.
Is there a reason you wouldn't sort of do something that if you were to think, what does a girl want to do? So your uh-huh. case, what do you think a girl wants to do? I mean, you got to gauge them, but if you were just go a pretty safe date night with a girl could be around this. And what does that look like? And it doesn't include your fucking dates that you do, like how you roll.
You're probably going out for dinner somewhere and getting a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a good start.
Yeah.
It's hard to
It's been a while since I've done like a proper, like I know I laugh at your
when was your last date night?
Athlete's foot.
Yeah.
The last one,
before the podcast.
Yeah. No, I mean, we do. I think
your date night text that you sent me, this is the latest. You sent me a text saying the latest date that you've organized. Was that?
Oh, no, that was about you. So
I know. That's what I mean. So you sent me a text because I was staying up late or waiting for some.
You booked in a time
for the website migration.
You said, I've just booked in for 10 p.m. And I said, that's the latest date you've ever been on. Making a joke is like, that's.
Yeah, but I wasn't, because I thought that initially and I was like, oh, I don't know what he's talking about. So I just.
Well, it was a shit joke, laughing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, dates are so foreign to him.
Yeah, but you didn't write back initially. And so then I was like, haha. Thanks for doing that. I was like, oh God, like, I've just hit some sort of trigger point. I didn't realize. So I cleaned it up.
What is a date night for you, JJ?
That's what I'm trying to ascertain.
When was the last time you went on date night?
I mean, we do most weekends.
Yeah. I think there's like a, yeah, I mean, maybe.
But that's why, like, you've redefined the date night because you said, I've been on a date night. I'm like, oh wow. Like you went all out and stuff, but then you described you got charcoal chicken.
Yeah, I described it as the most suburban date night.
Yeah, well, Tiff said suburban life dreams.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is it escapes us. Amy and I just can't sort of drop and go out for dinner by ourselves with no screaming kid. Like you really do see the and use that term date night. Like I know you guys go out for dinner all the time and you're always hanging out. So maybe it is a bit different. Maybe it's just,
says, OMG, Sev's date night. This is the content I live for. What drink would you order, Sev's? Are you shouting?
Yeah, and what do you think?
What drink would I order?
I reckon he would shout too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would shout, but I would.
Because you don't do it enough for it to be stingy about it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to have one the next week.
Yeah. What drink would I order? I don't know.
For yourself or for... For her, is that what Jem's asking for?
No, well, I reckon for myself because I would have no idea. I have no idea what to order for both. Mm-hmm. But
I think it depends on where you're going.
Yeah,
well, if it's sort of a beachy theme, maybe a pina colada.
Yeah, it would be something sweet. It wouldn't be like beer or anything.
You'd ask what their specials are because if you go to a Mexican place, you wouldn't necessarily have a red wine at a Mexican place.
No, a fishbowl depends on if you're in New York at one of those sort of underground Mexican. Yeah. Restaurants, then you can have a red wine.
Yeah, I mean, so going on the date night thing, if you were to plan something and to give it more thought, what do you think the ultimate date night is?
I mean, for us, previous ones have been a really nice restaurant that we like. So the fucked up problem is, dude, we end up booking in these and we get there and we're so exhausted, which is like we're so tired. Because it's like usually coincides date night is a getaway from the child. And so unless it's 2 days away for a Flinders FF.
Fuckfest.
It's you're not sort of re-energized.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me about 3 weeks ago, Bree got one of these vouchers where you basically you can use it for a few different restaurants. You heard about these things?
No, what is it?
So it's like there's a bunch of food places. So you go, it's like a third party company, and someone gave us a voucher, and so then you can use it at that place. Like at all, you know, you've got a selection of 4 different restaurants, and so Bree, we've had this voucher for like 8 months. And Bree's like, we should definitely use it, and so we actually used it. It was when we just had some public holidays recently. Mm. Anyway. Grand final night.
Oh, yeah.
It was grand final night. Went to dinner and got the set menu, got drinks. It's about $170. Our voucher was for $150. And so I was like, $20. That's cool.
Great.
And then Bree said, oh, I should just double check to make sure that this restaurant is definitely on the list. And she pulled out the voucher and then she's like, oh, no, it's not. So we'd gone so all annoying. Out and we still got that voucher. We weren't able to use it.
But
so lucky that we didn't go through the process of trying to use the voucher. That would have been really annoying.
I know how embarrassing would it be to walk into a place and ask about their special the burrito full of avocado and then work out you're at the wrong Mexican restaurant. Yeah,
Red foil.
You have done that.
Jem says in quotes, "Hello, I'll have two shots of vodka, please. No ice and a straw." Belinda Wall says what she said.
Yeah.
Imagine a Flinders FF for the first date.
Who said that?
Jem. Yeah, Jem all over it. I mean, dates give you anxiety. The going to the doctors for me, I mean, part of it was because I was running out of petrol going there, and I thought that I was potentially going to miss my appointment.
Yeah.
Well, not even miss my appointment, but just be in a situation where I'm in the middle of a intersection and the car stops.
Oh, that's the worst.
Has that ever happened to you or not?
Nah, I ran out of fuel approaching lights, and then I was slowing down and I managed to open the door and start pushing my old piece of shit VL Commodore, rolled through the lights into the service station.
Oh, that's lucky.
It was the closest I've ever come.
You know that you're really low on petrol when you're at the traffic lights and you think that you're your steering wheel's disengaged or whatever, so you do a little ooh, because you think.
So check the power
steering. Yeah, check the power steering still on. No, but the experience of going to the doctor, it has been, no joke, like 6 years since I went to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the – yesterday we got on a flight to Sydney and I hadn't messaged you over the weekend because I was like, oh, I won't annoy him. He'll go and book in this trip.
Did you really think that?
I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I thought he probably hasn't done it, but I'm not going to message him and say, have you done it?
I did see that Slack. Was it on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Message. Didn't respond. So I did actually ask over the weekend, but I didn't personally text message you and say, have you booked in the doctor's appointment? Have you got the referral? And so I asked you and then you got defensive instantly and brought up some other stuff that we need to organize.
Well, I just said it was more important than that. Other shit on my mind.
It's like, so do we all. I didn't want two fucking blood tests.
No, but so the good thing is, no, but I think that you are more invested in the testosterone.
I mean, Mr. 97, as soon as he got it, I need to get it. I need one more person and then the last person it's just a joke if they don't. They're just an absolute
The funny thing is,
piece of shit.
I was thinking over the weekend, I'm like, how do we position it as content? So I just don't have to like, but it's not that funny.
No, it's not that funny.
And so,
I mean, look at the book.
And so you booked me in for an appointment.
So I booked him in.
Jem just said Josh called me yesterday and was like, Tommy is booking it in for me.
Yeah, true. Booked.
And so the thing is, luckily though, I couldn't get mad at him, but Tommy nearly submitted the wrong date of birth.
It wouldn't have mattered. It's an online booking form. I literally could have put my name and I could have put my last name and you could have said, oh, my work colleague booked this for me because I was too busy. You could have said my admin person booked it for me and that's
my
it.
AA.
It's not your passport that I've submitted for and put the wrong name.
You had to fill in the form when you got there, right? There's two forms.
Nothing.
What?
No, I filled out a Medicare. I got mum to take a photo of the Medicare card, the one that's between me and my bro and my family. I didn't have to fill out anything. It was great. But
you didn't have to check the boxes on your previous conditions and stuff?
No. That's all through Hot Docs. Hot Docs?
Oh, so I went so
Tommy
through
did that.
Tommy started it. And then I started getting text messages saying you need to complete your new patient form.
Oh, okay. And then you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And so it all worked out okay. But I felt like the doctor was asking me questions and I didn't know when to stop in regards to information. And because he's the first time I've seen him, I started giving him so much context.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, but you do that when you're nervous or like awkward. It's not, you're not even nervous. when you're in an awkward situation, you can tell you just
but also
talk too
asking
much.
Questions. I asked him, I said,
it's the best part of your day.
No, I asked. I was like,
what's been the highlight of your day at 8:30?
That's what he says.
Well, I actually saw him. I was waiting for him when he arrived. Like I saw him walking.
Yeah, I booked you into the first appointment with old mate.
I appreciate that. But I asked things like, oh, is everyone going vegetarian? He said yes.
That's good.
And then the one thing he said that was interesting, because I tried to get the vitamin D.
Yep.
And he was looking through what Medicare covers and he's like, unless you've got a bone condition, they won't do it based on it costs more to get the test than it does to actually just take vitamin D tablets.
Yeah. But and that's the Gronk that initially gave me the blood test.
That's what he was saying.
He was saying that Australia, I asked you to look it up, you didn't. Did you ever find it? It was how much did Australia spend on vitamin D tests?
Like $150 million a
year. With no
The thing is, there's no point getting it done coming out of winter either, because everyone's got a deficiency in winter.
But it was – so I did get into – I went through everything. I showed him my toe.
But, poor bloke.
But the thing is that he didn't actually say anything. He wasn't like, oh, because I said that the last doctor fucked it because he didn't cut the actual – like they didn't kill the future growth, so it keeps – the ingrown keeps growing. Okay. Anyway.
I mean, these people hear people self-diagnosing every single day. Imagine – I'd love to speak to a doctor on the show, not in the clinic, but just about what they're up against.
I wonder if they can talk about that. Yeah, sure.
Like the people – like the Google doctors of this world. The
virtual doctors, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but the funny thing is you had said to me, you were like, just don't give them much information. Just say the minimum amount of information. Just say, I want to get the testosterone. Before you know it, I said, he says, I'm like, I'm a bit tired, you know. He says, anything else? I'm like, and I'm a bit depressed. And so then I thought fucking midway through, I'm like, am I going to walk away with one of those, like the 10 sessions?
The mental health plan.
I should have batched it. I should have just kept going with it.
How much can you batch with a doctor? Like how much can you go, oh, and I'm looking for this and I'm going away. I need this referral and I need this.
Well, that's what I was sort of saying to him. I was saying to him, I'm like, look, I haven't been here in 6 years. Let's just try and do a few of them. And then he's like, okay, I would. And then I panicked. Because he said, oh, so yeah, we're just going to need you to fast for this, for the blood test. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, and I just had to quickly think on my feet. I'm like,
that's not going to work for me.
Yeah. I was like, that's what I said. I was like, look, I haven't been to a doctor in 6 years. I want this to be really easy. Can we just, like, what can we just do now so that I don't have to fast? So he just ticked a few boxes. He's like, okay, here you go. But the other thing he did was the thing that I hate the most. I don't mind blood tests. But the high, what do they call it?
Blood pressure
monitor. The blood pressure monitor.
Mate, it is a sleeve on your arm.
It is the most inaccurate way to measure your blood pressure they could possibly use.
Why?
Everyone's got. That's true, by the way. Where would the doctor use it?
Everyone's got high blood pressure when you got something pumping on your arm.
No, they don't.
Moron. Josh does.
It's not. Yeah, because you got fucking high blood pressure.
No, that's not how it works. If I did this, is your blood pressure high? Yeah, I just grabbed you.
Hang on. You're now challenging the technology that has been used, that is used around the globe.
Yeah.
I was the one that predicted Fitbit's demise. And I'll do this. No, I think that there's got to be a better way, don't you think?
What do you mean?
But the best bit was I then asked him, I go, what does that actually do? I think he's probably in his whole entire career, because I looked him up, right? So before I went in, I was like, what's he into? He went to the University of Auckland or whatever.
He was Kiwi.
Yeah, Kiwi. Like Asian Kiwi. Like Asian who studied in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what is he into? And literally they say it's like he likes looking after like men's health. And so I thought, oh, that's good. Testosterone, that's like connection. And then it said he also enjoys like cutting out lesions. And so that's why.
Enjoyment.
And so that's why I mentioned the toenail thing, because I thought that I could fucking hit him with two things.
This is, don't ever take any of this approach to a date. Like, like your pre-research building the story around what you need to then have a conversation around is outrageous.
But so then he took my blood pressure. He said it was high. I said, well, my petrol nearly ran out and I've had a coffee.
The coffee, definitely.
Yeah. And then so he got me to put my arm up and then like wait a bit and then do that. And so that was all fine. Like I got, because I don't actually know whether this is true or not, but you were sort of being like, if they think that we're just doing this all for content, we might not get it through Medicare because they'll be like, you guys are taking the piss and they won't do it.
I mean, maybe.
And so that's what you were saying. And so I had become hyper aware of that. So I felt like through my whole fucking doctor's appointment, I'm suddenly a liar. But then I got the piece of paper I walked out, and so he, I'm not good at following instructions. So he said to me, he was like, so now just go out. I'm like, have you guys got a podiatrist? He said, yes. So not podiatrist. What's it called? Pathologist.
Pathologist. Yeah.
He said, just go to reception. You take a number and ding a bell.
Mm.
Right. But I was too busy reading all the like the details,
the
that
test
he had,
that he's the, written on the yeah. referral. Oh,
yeah. And so he had to repeat it. So he actually opened the door and showed me what to do, which was lovely. But then as that was happening, I was greeted by the coconut crew's Andre, who is Mr. 97, one of Mr. 97's best mates.
Yeah.
I've never met him before. And he was just sitting there.
You know what he looks like though?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so very distinct features. Like you can't miss him. No. Like, there was no like, oh my God, is that Andre? No,
what's
no,
his
no.
nationality?
He's Indonesian. Part Indonesian.
Can he speak?
I was about to say Greek.
No,
Jace.
Yeah, Jace
no,
is Greek.
No, but still, Andre
prefers to be thought of as Spanish.
Okay.
Well, he's wanting to go to
Spanish. He sells it in a bit more than Indonesian.
What do you mean?
He just prefers being Spanish.
But is he Spanish?
No,
he's not Spanish at all.
So you can't just sell it in if you're not Spanish. But
is the coconut crew thing?
The funny thing is, though, I said, oh, do you have any travel plans? He goes, I'd like to go to Spain and learn the language. So it's like, oh, go back to motherland. But he was sitting there. First mistake, went up. I'm like, oh, hey. And then he introduced himself, but I know who he is, so I don't introduce myself. But I shook his hand and I thought,
what's wrong with that?
I don't think you're meant to shake people's hands at a doctor's.
I shook the doctor's hand when I walked
in. I shook the
in.
Doctor's hand.
Really?
Yeah.
I literally didn't based on.
So if you were to see your brother, like somebody that you love.
So I should have hugged the doctor.
If you love the doctor.
No, but to my point, I thought right. I was
but
being.
If I saw a family friend or something, I'd give him a kiss.
And so I was thinking, I was like, do I shake the guy's hand? But I thought, you know what? He would be dealing with all like people being sick. As a doctor, would you want to be shaking people's hands?
Yeah, it's a part of your job. Like
you think that being a doctor part of your job is shaking people's hands?
Yeah.
Like I'm always surprised. Like I remember they're like sometimes it depends on when they put gloves on. When are they going to put gloves on? Like
I mean, it depends what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about like if I've had an inspection.
But sort of it's interesting, isn't it? Because like your experience, like you're like definitely shake their hand.
You definitely
from
the
intimacy point of view, but then you're criticizing me for knowing what uni he went to and what he enjoys.
One's got no thought, and one's just like,
yeah,
you're trying to. You're not on a speed date, bro.
And so
you're not on a fucking blind date where you've tried to ask a few questions before to get the preempting what this date could be like.
But what he didn't realize was I was setting him up to be my new family doctor.
Yeah.
Because I have the cafe I go to, Heritage Wall, which is in Camberwell.
Mm.
This Baldwin Medical Center is close by to that, right?
I think. Not really.
It's like within 2 kilometers.
It's closer than where you are now, yeah.
And so I just thought, I'm sort of creating essential services. Got my favorite cafe.
Living
you this coffee, place.
You're living Q.
Yeah.
And you move into a mansion in Q.
Yeah.
Go to Camberwell.
No, I don't think Q would be my
shit. Camberwell?
Maybe Camberwell, maybe. Yeah. Ash Williams' mum lives there.
Yeah.
So maybe Ash and I could hang out.
Well, he lives in Sydney.
And so anyway, but then when I shook Andre's hand, he said, oh, are you getting your testosterone tested?
Little
the kid
snitch.
Probably yelled it as well.
Yeah, he is loud. And I felt rude to be saying, hey, man, I'm just here.
But where was the doctor at this point?
I think his door, like he just sort of started walking off, but his door was still open.
Oh, my God.
And so he's creating a scene.
Oh, no, that's so annoying. And so your heart was just racing at the moment. The blood pressure that's already high is even higher. And he's thinking.
And so then, but there's the whole thing of, there's one thing to just meet someone. And I think if I meet someone on the street, quite good. Meeting someone with then a full doctor's surgery, like a sort of like an outside area.
When you're trying to get a test for something
you're trying to fly under the radar.
Yeah, fly under the radar.
I get it.
And so then the thing is that I'm just trying to move as far away from medical stuff as possible. So that's why I'm like, oh, you know, if you were to if you were to travel somewhere, where would you travel? And just those types of things.
Can we find out for tomorrow's show what Andre's experience was like. I think you already meeting asked him, Josh.
Didn't you? Yeah, no? I saw Andre on the way out because he drove his car past or whatever, and I was waiting for Josh.
So I made the mistake. So
you needed support.
Well, so this is the whole thing. So 97 lives like a 35-minute walk.
Yeah.
And so my appointment was at 8:30. Mr. 97 normally gets into work at like 9:15. And so I said to him, I'm like, hey, why don't you walk to the doctor's surgery and then I can drive you in to work. But the thing was that everything took way longer. So I didn't get out of there until 9:30. But what did, and so I saw your mate Andre.
Yeah.
What did he say? The other thing he said though, by the way, is after we've had this conversation, he's led with, oh, did you get your testosterone tested, all that sort of thing. As he was walking off, he said, nice to meet you, man. So people are like, what the fuck? This guy knows about the testosterone thing, but he doesn't know. Anyway, so what was Andre's experience?
I'll have to get a full debrief, but for what Andre said, he was rattled.
He was rattled
that he saw you in there.
Well, I didn't know whether I wanted to find out what he was going in there for, but is that a big no-no? If you're at the doctor's surgery, can you ever say, hey, why are you in there?
I saw a guy at a hospital and I avoided it because it's like, oh, what are you here for?
But something real bad. Hospital versus GP though.
Still, you could be there to get your balls tested.
I mean, that's
fine. You know, you could be there to get a finger in your bum prostate.
But what is a good outcome? For someone saying, hey, why the GP? Good outcome I'm doing some body hacking and trying to increase my athleticism.
I mean, we're all sticky beaks.
Yeah. I'm a sticky beak in regards to...
Difference between the sticky beak
if
that
I
says
could,
it.
Yeah, no, if I could find out that information without having to speak to them about it. If there was a piece of paper and it said, you know, Coconut Crew Andre on it, and I could read that information and find out all of his stuff, yeah, of course.
Yeah. On the plane last night coming home from Sydney, I just, because they turned off the lights, it was a nighttime flight, and I was looking because there was this beaming computer screen light coming through the seat.
You always
see
the best things on planes.
And so I started looking. And I was just really intrigued by this woman who was small, sort of dark hair, and I was trying to work out. I couldn't really see how old she was, and I was trying to understand what she's doing on a computer. Like, got out her classic, like, Microsoft note. Mm-hmm. So I was like, corporate business. Yeah. Then I started reading her emails because she was just doing her emails. Oh,
what did her emails say?
So confusing. It gave me absolute anxiety of what it would be like to work in a big business. I got a sense she might have been in law or finance. She was dealing with big budgets on projects, and there was all these people writing passive emails. Like, I got into
what
it.
What do you
mean,
like, the passive
emails? You know, like the, you know, when people sort of like outline very specifically, here's what you need. I need this, this, and this. I don't know. Sometimes I was just gauging.
You're talking about clear communication. Is that what you're
clear
against?
Clear as kind.
Yeah, but it's even like, you know, when you work in a big business and clear is kind, I get your fucking motivational shit right here, boys. But I also, when you understand when someone's like, I'm talking to you like a dummy because you don't understand this. So here's A, here's B, and here's C. Now, you know, like they're very much that style. It just gave me shivers of working in big business using Microsoft. Sure. Outlook. And she's on a plane, there's no Wi-Fi, and she's, you know, like having to digest like 70 emails before she gets off. I was like, oh, I had to disconnect because I was like, I was in her vortex of like speaking to Peter from finance.
Yeah. No, I get it. Well, even on the way there, there was a guy and I look over. So the way that Tommy has booked our seats is we're both in the aisle.
It's classic. If you're traveling with somebody, get a seat next to each other. Get aisle seats that are next to each other. And I introduced you into that. Did you?
Yeah. I think Nathan and I would do it when we were traveling.
Fuck. It's great good. Idea. It's so good because you can just have a bit of a breather.
Because you can talk, like you then have a good amount of space to be able to sort of talk to one another.
Food cart comes through. You can have no dialogue for a while.
And you also have better banter with the people who are on the carts.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can sort of talk in the sort of a triangular sort of thing. Anyway, so I look over and Tommy has his a guy is sleeping and Tommy has his hand on the guy's leg. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I like it, I actually had to look like who is he touching? And then he was sort of like pointing at the guy's cup. And the guy has a full coffee cup with, I think it must have been tea or coffee or something, but it was like with milk and it was like full, like completely full. And Tommy was sort of gesturing and saying, the guy's like, his leg is knocking it, right?
Yeah, because he was like, he was asleep. He had noise cancelling headphones and he was kind of
having
like,
night terrors.
And his knee would knock table and the full thing. I'm like, this is fucked.
And so Tommy's like, watch, like just watch it. I was like, okay. Anyway, we're about to land and the flight attendant is walking past, sees the guy doesn't have, he still has his tray table down with the drink. I felt that in that moment, she should have just picked up the drink and then woken him up and said, hey, we're just putting up your tray table.
Mm.
Instead, she touched him on the shoulder. He then reacts, lifts his knees, and the drink just goes everywhere.
Oh, the whole cup of tea.
The whole cup.
Oh,
all so over avoidable.
Did you go on you, Tommy?
Nah. Because I told Josh, like, watch this. This is going to happen. And so I'd move my knees. I'd move my knees. I was ready for it.
And so, like, so avoidable.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking, like, should I have done something? Like, should we have done something? Probably should have.
I should have got. The worst thing for that bloke, he's probably blaming it all on me because I got him that cup of tea.
Oh, that's right.
Because
it was a free.
We didn't use all of our vouchers. We had two $10 vouchers between us.
I didn't understand that system
at
all.
Why do you have a $10 voucher?
I don't know.
I've never flown Jetstar.
Oh. Flew Jetstar and we got given $10 vouchers for our tickets.
It's almost like
$20 to spend. $20 to spend on
the plane.
On the plane. So I got a cup of tea. Josh got water. And then
you didn't use all of our food stamps.
That was all of them. Yeah, didn't use all of them. And I said, anyone around us want a cup of tea? And he wakes up and says, yeah, I have a cup of tea.
He didn't have any of it.
No, I know. He regretted that one.
He must have been doing okay, though, because he had the new Microsoft headphones potentially. Hey,
what's that? Did he?
The noise cancelling. Yeah, they're quite good. They're sort of the new, instead of Bose, that's what people are getting. You can use a dial to turn off how much, like you can dial in and dial out how much noise cancellation you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is,
I think it's built into the headphone as well. Mm. You just like twist it.
Mr. Massives.
Belinda says, nobody likes an entertainment guide voucher user. Those golden coupon books are a direct pass to dating hell. Julia says, doctors and other clinicians shake patients' hands all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And Grace just joined.
Hi, Grace. So maybe I should start. Maybe he thinks I'm rude.
For not shaking his hand? Yeah. I don't think it really matters. I can't remember if I...
He was coughing a lot before I went in there. I heard coughing. I was like, this guy's not doing well today. And so...
I think we're on to winners at that clinic because I got a sweet, sweet lady.
Mm.
And I was really annoyed I didn't tell her that she...
Did a good job.
I wanted to tell her that she has a very kind smile and she made me feel nice when I walked in. But I didn't tell her. I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fucking... She just gave me this test referral. And I really wanted to tell her that she, because I saw her, how she interacted with the previous woman, person who was a woman.
How did you see that?
Sitting in the waiting room. And she just.
You can see them.
She came out and walked.
You had the first. You had the first.
I think I was at door three.
Yeah.
You had the first appointment.
She comes out to greet you. You don't walk in. Next. And they walk in. She comes out and says, Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And then got up and they had this really nice, and she put her hand on her and, how are you?
Oh, that's nice.
You want a nice, warm doctor. You don't want...
The pathologist has an interesting job because they're trying to gauge... Was your pathologist trying to gauge whether you were okay with needles?
I think they just quickly throw out a few things, but some maybe more. I mean, maybe you're the big baby that they have seen coming from a mile away and think...
97 had to lie.
Oh, I was the big baby.
Squealer. We got a squealer on our hand.
And so, no, so
we
I
got
was...
a fainter on our hand.
Well, so she said... Well, so the thing is, you know why she probably asked? Because as soon as I was waiting like half an hour and then as soon as I went in, I didn't want to... I had the referral and the card in my hand, but I was busting to piss. But I didn't want to take that with me and potentially lose my spot. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Because the blood test is going to, I'm not going to be able to concentrate if I'm getting my blood and I need to wait. And so as soon as I walked in, I said, do you mind if I wee quickly? But for whatever reason, she couldn't comprehend what I was saying.
I think,
and so I was saying, "Oh, can I just quickly go to the bathroom?" And so maybe that was the thing. And so she did. She was asking some questions. She said, "Have you? When was the last time you had your blood test?" I said, "Oh, maybe like 10 years." She was blown away by that. Anyway, so I said, "Oh no, I should be fine." I said, "Oh, I'll just like I won't look at it," and then. Like just into this routine, she was just like, "So how's the weather?" And it just caught me off guard because I'm like, "Oh, like I went so focused on the feeling of the needle because like she's almost set me up. It's like you're trying to get me over here, but now all I'm thinking of is like what you're actually doing." And so then I was like, "Oh, it's like, it's cloudy," but she knows because she just fucking came in.
But maybe she got you at that point because you actually were thinking about the weather.
Then so I remember my doctor pinching me when I was a kid as a way of like
getting a sensation.
Yeah, he pinches you on your fucking. And so I started just pinching myself as she's doing this. And then she's like, "Oh, it's meant to be blue skies later in the week." I was like, "This is fucking horrendous." And then so I said, I was like, I was hearing the sound of my blood squirting into the vial, which I'd never heard in my life. I was like, I guess you have to like talk so that I don't hear the squirting of the blood.
You said that to her.
Yeah. And then I was like, and you know what? I've never fainted before, but I feel like if I talk about it too much, maybe that sets people off. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm off to LA next week. Like just, and she's like, "Oh yeah, great.
Cool story, bro."
Yeah. She's like, "No," but then she's like, "But it's almost like this Olympic game of like improv." And then she's like, "Oh yeah, how were the flights?" I was like, "Oh, they're under $1,000. And she's like, "Oh, I'm thinking of going." And I was like, "Oh yeah, you should go." Yeah. And then she's like, "Oh," and we're done. And then we just had to fucking stop with the bullshit talk.
Yeah.
But I mean, then when I left, I said to her, I said, "You should definitely book those LA flights."
What did she say?
She was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I think she'd forgotten that we spoke about it. So it was all just a bit weird. But then I asked it, like, I over asked. I was like, "Do I have to go to reception again?" She's like, "No."
That's what I asked as well. I don't think that's
why are these things so not clear?
Well, because it feels weird just going in and not paying anything.
But also, like, Europcar. We went to Europcar yesterday to get a car in Sydney, and it wasn't clear. We were meant to, like, there were three people lined up, and then there was another counter, but there was no one lined up.
To drop your car back.
No, not to drop the car back, to get a car. And so I find all these things very confusing. Guys, just make it easy. Just communicate. Tell me where to stand.
Yeah. Belinda just said, "Once I had a pathologist with a bung eye come at me. No shit. I was severely dehydrated at the time too. Needless to say, it did not end well. My arm was black, yellow, and blue for a full week."
Oh no. That's my good. I was asking about, like, I asked those questions like, "How are my veins?" Do you ask that stuff or no?
No.
How can she see your veins?
Literally just don't talk.
What are you talking about?
Don't need to talk.
Well, she's doing stuff. But also I was doing if I didn't talk, how's the weather?
It's fine. It's like
just hear spurting.
You don't have to talk. You're talking because you're awkward. That's all.
No, I'm talking because I'm building fucking
rapport with a person that you'll forget in four seconds.
Neck minute. She's in LA. She's in she's got two tickets to Kanye and she's like, "You, I remember you."
Who's the other ticket? Just her and you.
She had.
So you're on date night.
No, she couldn't. No,
I'm with not your pathologist.
Going, the ultimate date.
Jeez.
I mean, no, I'd probably say Tommy likes Kanye more.
I appreciate that.
And then 97 and I would go to the chicken shop and only get tabbouleh.
Just want to finish it off with a compliment that's come from my wife, Amos. Not for you or I. Disappointing.
97's getting it. Like, I asked him to put together what we've done in the last, like, from episode 400 to 500. It's like, my fashion show, my hair bleach.
Yeah.
My.
Yeah.
Whose show is this?
I'll tell you what, though, it's paying off. Amy said, and I totally fucking agree. Amy said, "Mr. 97 has completely come out of his shell." Like, I think you were, you know, you'd come a long way.
We've cracked him.
But he's. She was laughing at his jokes, laughing at him interrupting. I love it. She says, he's really sort of injecting and, you know, coming in with stuff to say. I said, yeah, because we fucking tell him to. Yeah. I can't even give it to him. I can't give it to the kid. I'm like, it's fair. Mate, we're saying, yell at us.
Yeah.
Bring in.
I say, if someone comments on you interrupt me.
Yeah.
you've done a very good job today.
It still feels weird just like interrupting. I feel like I'm going to disrupt the flow.
No. There is no flow. Listen to this fucking abomination.
So that's come through, Mace, and I tend to agree. Mm, I said he's actually really funny. Maybe funny awesome. Since
you
he's
said
been
something funny
us.
The other day. What was it? It wasn't even
you. Oh, my mum loved Friday's episode. What was Friday's where we were talking about Tommy got you the
the
vegetarian.
That was an annoying episode.
No, yeah, because we were talking about how good you would be in a tribe.
Yeah. I think Amy also mentioned that's the one. Yeah, eating me. It really shone that episode.
Yeah,
didn't
I actually it shows how funny we thought it was because Bree doesn't listen that often. But I did retell that story. I was like, 97 was, you know, saying like mix it in with some rice. Like,
sort of thing. Belinda said you can feel it when they can't see your veins.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're just feeling around for something. Yeah.
Flicking.
By the way, men are terrible at needles, period.
Really? Who said that?
Belinda.
Interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I would want to get done, but I did get me thinking one of the organized August things was to give blood. And I heard a very powerful radio ad yesterday where a guy's like, I need your blood. And then he's like, but like, I'm not a patient. I'm someone who gives blood every fucking 2 weeks or whatever. Mm. And he's like, blood only lasts 45 days. It has to be used in 45 days. Mm. And so he's like, help me out. Give blood also. And I was like, oh, that was a really good it was like very practical.
Yeah.
But now we've got to book it in, so.
Yeah, too much admin for you.
But we should do it.
I'll do it and then you guys will probably end up wanting to do it.
But I've heard that the needles are bigger, but who cares? But like, we're saving people's lives.
Yeah.
I still have too many panic attacks to do that.
Yeah, I mean, 97 was like, I don't know how she knew that I was nervous. I was like, are we bright red? Are we sweating? There's a list.
Yeah.
Anything else, Miss 97, admin-wise?
We got a review from Little Ghosts, 5-star review. New favorite. So glad to have 400 plus episodes to catch up on. Great job, guys, on creating an engaging podcast.
Thank you, Little Ghost.
That's better get cracking on the 400.
We need to do something about the bugs in the office as well. I wonder if it's coming in on shot. But I don't know if it's something to do with fruit that you've been eating.
No. My fruit goes out the back.
Where?
Just behind the office.
What do you mean?
No, he's decided that the back of our office is his
compost. But what about like fruit that hasn't been eaten yet?
I mean, he eats it.
What do you mean? I eat it.
You're talking about fruit flies. No, these are fucking flies right from upstairs. We've left the door open upstairs and they're coming in. We need to get some spray.
Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Be like a little ghost. Leave us an Apple Podcast review because we are little babies.
Yeah, every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Anything else, 97? Any other bits of admin?
Bearded Fen, the Say Something Funny How's Fitbit is a great t-shirt slogan.
Yeah, that was funny. How's Fitbit?
That's Fitbit. In joke, not everyone will get it, but your brother would, which is why
we should do something funny. Send him something that's Fitbit related.
Can we get, because your dad said how's Fitbit, right?
Yeah.
Can we get
like Richard?
This is the t-shirt of that's how's crazy. Fitbit. Has Fitbit Richie.
I like that.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you guys.